fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 5th day of January. We have Tim Spencer holding over the second hour here. Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info, a place where men and women gather to inform, educate, and entertain each other and become published authors. Right, Tim?
Absolutely correct, John. My biggest problem, I've actually got articles waiting to publish. I just haven't done it yet. I just get so far behind. But yeah, somebody's interested in writing about on any subject that can help people, drop me an email, office@ruralsurvival.info. We'll talk, and we'll get your article up there.
All right. We got a first caller already, a regular caller, Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tim. At the top of the show, you guys have been talking about USB drives and thumb drives. You know, they used to call them jump drives. Then how many pages could be held? Now they're all different capacities depending on what the type of document. But if you pick as an average a Microsoft Word document, you can hold about 64 pages per megabyte for Microsoft Word. Just plain text, which few documents are these days, would be 10 times that much. Now, strangely enough, the Consumer Electronics Show is running in Las Vegas this week from the 5th to the 8th, and Kingston Memory Products is premiering their new world's largest 2-terabyte USB thumb drive. Terabyte, that's 1,000 gigs, which means it could hold approximately 128 million Microsoft Word pages.
That is okay. Incredible, Glenn.
that sort of help answer your question?
It's very helpful. You know, the technology is just breathtaking and continues to be so. Well, appreciate the input there.
That's all I had for you. Yep. All right.
Appreciate
yeah, you're going to have, Tim, you're going to have to come up with more content, bud. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, maybe we can put something, put some huge documents on there. Maybe we can get the U.S. tax code on there. That'd be a hoot, wouldn't it?
Yeah. The Federal Register. There you go.
Oh, man. You probably need 2 or 3 of them for that.
Yeah, maybe. All right, thanks, Tim.
Great, Glenn. We appreciate the call. Well, Tim, I'm involved with, and you're helping also, with the Ozark Survival homesteads. I'll be going to expos. I anticipate going to expos all over the country to do speaking engagements and also to talk to people about the survival homesteads. In the news and in mainstream news, just in the last few days, Robert Vincino with Vivos has a new development up in North Dakota. And it's a World War II facility where they stored munitions, things that would explode. Each concrete, and these are literally concrete bunkers. They're 70 to 80 feet long and, 40 feet wide, something like that.
That's what the picture looks like.
Yeah, quite a few square feet there, to say the least. And to get you in the door, I think it's about, is it $20,000, $30,000 and
$1,000? $25,000 up front and plus $1,000 a month, if I remember correctly.
Right, right. It's a lease. You're not actually buying anything. You're leasing this facility.
Right, and you're responsible for all upgrades, you know, all that furniture, you know, doing the walls, making it livable.
Yeah, well, it's bare concrete. There's nothing in there.
Right, yeah, right now, yes, they are.
There's electricity for lights, but other than that, there's no water, no air conditioning, no heat, no sewage disposal. Basically, a concrete floor and an arched concrete walls and ceiling. And that's what you get for your money. And so you spend whatever you spend, you could easily spend another $20,000 or so or more doing a retrofit there, and you still don't own it, do you?
That's correct. The way I read it, that is correct.
Right. Now, the survival homesteads here, you'd be, first of all, you'd be my neighbor. You'd be here in Crawford County, Missouri. You'd be my neighbor and part of a community, not in a fenced-off acreage in North Dakota. And you and I were talking a couple of hours ago, Tim. You don't know what winter is. You really, really don't know what winter is until you've been through a North Dakota winter, have you, Tim?
Apparently not. I've never been through one, and I don't plan on doing it. That's just too much ice and snow and cold for me, especially the cold.
Well, North Dakota, Minnesota, much of Montana, not all of Montana, in the center of the country, away from these oceans, where the oceans moderate the temperatures. But when you're in the middle of the continent, at that far north. Even before you get that far north, now this may be I was shocked the first time I was in that part of the country, and I saw gates on the interstate highway, gates to keep you from traveling or even getting on the interstate highway.
Right.
And I looked at it, and I thought, whoa, these people are really serious about their winters up here.
Yeah, definitely. I have no use for that kind of weather.
It's necessary because that kind of weather will just flat kill you. But down here in the Ozarks, we have a little bit of winter. It's a relatively short, relatively mild winter. And we have a fairly long growing season.
In fact, the
British Foreign Service considers St. Louis, Missouri, a tropical assignment, by the way.
Yes, I've read that before.
Well, the reason I know is the young man who lived two doors down from me in St. Louis, his father was a British consul.
Okay.
Of course, he went to private school and I went to public school, but we were still friends. The Ozark homesteads, here's how you find out about it. Just go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Scroll down the left side to the Ozark Survival Homesteads. There's about one page to read there, just enough to get your interest. And a form at the bottom. You fill out that form. There's a place your name, telephone, and email, and submit that. And I'll submit it to all the guys involved with the survival homesteads, including Ross Powell, who I think will join us at the bottom of the hour. Ross is involved with helping people make use of their 401k money to be able to participate in this venture. So they've covered Ozark Survival Homestead, Ozark. The survival homesteads have covered all their bases. There's going to be bank financing available, and very affordable. people with average blue collar financial ability could get into these things because it is quite reasonable. And also, it's very helpful to know that it can be a full-time home. It can be a vacation home. And a way to sell it to that spouse who thinks you're a nutcase and needs a tinfoil hat is to tell your spouse, honey, this is a vacation place, which it can be.
And,
it can be a
and
fun...
And look how cheap we can get into it. Yeah.
And you actually do own it. You'll get a lot, a deeded lot that will be recorded at the county courthouse recorder of deeds office, as opposed to... And I know Robert Vincino, and he does a great job, and there's people who are going to want to participate in that, and God bless them if that's what they want to do. It's not for everybody. But,
right.
You know, Vincino up there in North Dakota is not going to give you a deed that's recorded at the recorder deeds office in North Carolina, in North Dakota. That's not going to
happen. You're correct.
No, you get a receipt for your rent that you pay every month. But the survival homesteads, you get a recorded deed. So that's your lot that you own. And that's peace of mind, isn't it, Tim?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. You know, now there's a lot of controls on what you can do on that property, but there needs to be in this kind of a community.
There has to be.
Right.
The consequences of not having controls, well, I've seen that before in some...
Development. So have I.
Yeah. And it can become a nightmare without controls. It really can't, because just people are being people, and you really don't want people raising having 50 hogs right next door to your home, do you, Tim?
No, that would not be pleasant.
No, absolutely
would not be pleasant at all, especially in the middle of summer. With the wind blowing the wrong way.
Oh, yes. And when the wind blows the wrong way, oh, my goodness. No. You have to have controls because people will do silly things if you don't. But the controls are reasonable and proper. There is room for animals, but that's not right where the homesteads are. Away from where the unpleasant parts of... large farm animals won't be obvious to your nose.
Correct.
But when you become a member, and it's only for Christians. If you're not a Christian, you can't buy into it because it's a membership, and that's how they restrict who buys the homes, because you have to be a member. It's similar to a golf course. If you want to buy a home on a golf course, you need to belong to the country club first.
Right.
Now, they don't have a country club there, but they do have a membership criterion, and it'll be a criminal background check to make sure that no criminals are buying into the place. Nobody from the Medellin drug cartel, for example. That's kind of outrageous, I know, but I had to say something.
Yeah.
But when you buy in and you pay your money, you also get a one-year supply of food included in the purchase price.
Right. And you can also buy shares in the greenhouse and produce production, and you can buy shares for livestock.
Right.
And, if there's a profit made, you get that money back.
This is not a commune. I repeat, this is not a commune. The first settlement in Jamestown failed because they attempted a form of communism there, thinking everybody's going to jump in and work equally. Well, that doesn't work, does it, Tim?
No. What you have is a very small amount of people working to do the work for everyone, and it can't be kept up with. That's the bottom line.
Well, it doesn't take long for the people who are putting out the work, the labor, to figure out, why in the world am I doing this while these other people are sitting on their butts playing solitaire.
Right.
So, no, this is not a commune.
Exactly.
This is not a commune. It's carefully set up to take into account all the good points and the frailties of human nature so that there's no strata of people working and people not working. If you work, you get rewarded. If you don't work, you have to pay money to make up the difference.
Correct.
So it's a good system. And the system of government there, it's going to be a small village. It'll be a small town type of self-governing, where it'll be a board of aldermen, so to speak, and right. a mayor elected, and various people elected to different offices. The small town American model works. It's got its deficiencies and its frailties on one hand, but it's a business. It's a model. The small town American model of government is one that's tried and proven over many, many decades, isn't it, Tim?
It is. It is. And also another point I'd like to make about Jeff's setup is the quality of people that's coming in there is incredible. You know, we got a DO there, right there on the place. You got several EMTs, some submariners like me. You know, you're going to have very high quality neighbors with good skill sets.
Exactly.
You know, I really like that part of it a lot.
Yeah, I'm from what little bit I'm learning, it's going to be a bit top heavy with people with medical skills, but that's okay. I'm okay with that, aren't
you? Oh, definitely, definitely. I'd rather be top heavy than not have enough.
Absolutely.
And just because somebody's got medical skills doesn't mean that's the only thing they know how to do.
Well, that's true also. That's true also. Our local dentist here, the only dentist in Steelville, he has the largest herd of mules in Crawford County, about a dozen last time I heard. He's a Civil War reenactor, and he can pick up almost any instrument with strings and play it.
Oh, that's neat.
What a guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. It's really a lot of fun to be around. So, yes, absolutely. At my place here, we're top heavy with medical professionals. We've got a medical doctor, a chiropractic doctor, a dentist, and I think almost everybody has first aid training.
Right. And that's fantastic.
Yeah. I had a conversation yesterday with a young woman in Australia, and she's going to be relocating to a higher elevation. Right now she's on the Gold Coast and likes the beach. But I was telling her how whether your group is 6 or 600, there's two skills that will be in biggest demand and shortest supply. The two skills are ham radio skills and emergency medical treatment skills. And if you want to become... This is for all you people listening out there. If you want to become valuable to your small group or your large group and be the most benefit, you get those two skills, don't you, Tim?
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Now, there's other skills that go along with it, but yes, those in a grid-down situation are the most valuable. There's no question about that. Of course, you know, people that know electric are going to be needed. People that know plumbing are going to be needed. People that know animal husbandry and agriculture in general are going to definitely be needed. But, yes, medical followed by communications are the two most important things, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there's. You're right. There's literally many, many skills you listed there. I'll list a couple of others. Metalworking, plumbing,
right.
Mechanical work, many. Many skills, and I know out here in my neighborhood, I know within a 1 mile radius of where I'm sitting, there's a metal fabrication that can take place, including forging metal, highly qualified carpenters, mechanics that can work on motor vehicles and tractors, just every kind of skill that you can imagine. And just driving down the road, there's no signs posted, no way of knowing what you're driving past.
Right.
But the skills and the tools to carry out those skills are all over the Ozarks, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They are. And I think one of the main reasons for that is, you know, people have become like me where, you know, there's not a lot of money here. You know, that's given. So you learn to do for yourself. And, you know, all right, we got a break, buddy.
We do have a break. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peter stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the fifth day of January. You know, Tim, you're probably going to be getting these questions yourself doing your radio show every Saturday from 10 to noon, Central right. Time. People inquiring, they want to relocate to the Ozarks. You now, just like I now, have something other than giving them the name and phone number of a realtor. I can set them up to get them in contact with Jeff and become part of this community being built here in Crawford County.
Right.
And I'm really happy that I can do this because starting out from scratch to build a hobby farm, which you've done that yourself, and it never ends, does it?
No, it does not end. It absolutely, John. We've been on this place for 26 years. I still feel like I've barely scratched the surface. Truly,
right?
You know,
right.
We've done a lot, but there's so much more to do. And when you know, it's just me and my daughter and my son-in-law that can actually get out there and hit it. Lori does some stuff, you know, especially in the gardening area, you know, but she's got physical limitations too, and. Having a large group to accomplish a central purpose would be fantastic. But, you know, you give up a little bit of that. You give up some privacy. You give up some decision-making. But you get the job done.
Exactly.
And for people that don't know what they're doing that are coming here from the city, you know, they better be young and healthy and have four big strapping boys to help them is all I can say.
Yeah. It's even if you have a bit of knowledge in gardening, the odds of feeding your family the first year are almost non-existent. You may, if you have a little bit of experience and you do a garden the first year, you may provide maybe 20-25% of your nutritional needs. Would that be
that's being optimistic, John.
Optimistic.
You're in the Ozarks. Being optimistic.
Right. So by the second year, maybe you might be providing maybe close to half. And by the third year, if you're really diligent and you're a quick study, you may be close to providing the nutritional needs of your family by the third year.
Right.
Would that?
But, you know, people forget you have to get the ground right for growing stuff. You can't just walk here in the Ozarks, till up a little bit of land, and expect you're going to have a good garden. It doesn't work that way.
No. And with these survival homesteads, we have master gardeners that are going to be directing the efforts to make sure things are done right the first time, as opposed to expensive, time-consuming mistakes. And if you haven't done this before, you will have expensive, time-consuming mistakes, won't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, here, John, I'll be honest with you, I tried for 5 or 6 years here to get a good garden growing in the ground. And there's two places that might be 10 by 20 feet on the land where that can be done that we found on this 50 acres.
Right.
But we've just switched to raised beds. It's so much easier.
Right. Well, and the gardeners I talk to, many of them are doing the same things. Unless they have an area that has been, where the soil's been worked for a number of years to get it just where it needs to be, where it's that rich black soil full of earthworms. When you got the rich black soil full of earthworms, you know you're pretty close to where you want to be, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. So, but and of course, there's other things. You know, if you have a larger garden area that multiple people help with, or a greenhouse, you know, okay, let's say that your outside garden gets hit by a hailstorm. You still got stuff in the greenhouse. It might not be as great a variety as what you had before, but you're not going to starve to death.
Right.
Of course, then you need people that know how to can and preserve food and stuff like that, too, which can be learned. I'm self-taught on that, and I'm doing great at it.
Well, I visited the Biltmore Mansion in Asheville, North Carolina, 3 times, and it looks like it's about the size of Union Train Station in St. Louis. It was similar construction. But out back, there's a greenhouse about the size of 2 basketball courts.
Oh, wow.
And this place, it's massive. It is massive. And, of course, the purpose was to grow enough food to feed all the people that live there, which they had the servants' quarters. There must have been room for 20 or 30 people for the servants' quarters, the men and women who worked there. When it was an ongoing agricultural endeavor back when it was built right at a century ago, a little more than a century ago. And I've noticed from driving through some of the wealthier neighborhoods around St. Louis, massive greenhouses also. Here's our break. We hope that we might have Ross Powell with us, and he's going to talk, jump right in here and join us by talking about the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Let's see, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 5th day of January. You new listeners out there, you hear me talk about the energy cleaner. Well, do your homework. Read up on energy cleaner at my website, thelibertyman.com. You can read about the patent application information. Fascinating story. You can read the testimonials from people who've got relief with the energy cleaner, including our friend Steve Whitman, who gives me and the energy cleaner credit for saving his life. And then make your decision. I take the edge off of it by offering a 30-day money-back guarantee, something your healthcare professionals highly unlikely to do. If you have back pain, arthritis pain, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, most likely the energy cleaner, along with a factory-made and fitted mattress pad, will be just what you need. $285 shipping included for the energy cleaner. Mattress pad prices vary, of course, according to the size. You can get all the details at my website, thelibertyman.com. You can make your purchase right there at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free auto line. That toll-free auto line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're now joined, Tim Spencer and I are now joined by Ross Powell. Ross is a participant, one of the men involved with the Survival Homesteads. And what Ross does is help you figure out how to get to use that 401k that you've been putting money into for all these years, how to make use of it and involve that in the getting your homestead purchased. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, John. Great to be here.
Good to have you, sir. Financing is part of what we're doing here. And when people submit the form, I in turn forward it to you and to Jeff and to Dave Bunning so that you guys can get in touch with these people. And your role in all this, Ross, is to figure out what other people don't know how to figure out when it comes to these 401ks. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, we sure do. We help people convert their IRAs and their 401ks into hard assets such as homestead memberships. It's a great opportunity to put your money to work for a great investment also, but provides what I call life assurance for you in the event of a catastrophe.
It also will help people achieve their goals where they may think that they're stuck right now, and they can make this segue from whatever they might be in mutual funds or some other more traditional investment. But they can make this segue from that type of investment into the homestead and not have to pay a penalty, correct?
Absolutely. They can move all of their Wall Street assets, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, anything like that that's a Wall Street asset that's currently being managed by a financial planner or advisor, or even sitting at some in an account at Schwab or Fidelity or something like that. You can move that into your own solo 401k and be able to have your own bank account and you manage your money. And part of that would be able to stroke a check to pay for your homestead and make a great investment, and you control all of that. So you're not worried about laying awake without the energy mattress that you were just describing. You will, if you're laying awake, still not be able to sleep, and you're thinking, well, is the market going to collapse?
Right.
I'm
going
to lose all my money. So you'll get it into hard asset, and you'll be secure.
I got a homework assignment for you, Ross. At my website, there's an audio recording that I recorded the last Sunday of June, 2008. Very important. Last Sunday of June, 2008. I had a Sunday show then. And I warned all my listeners. Here's the warning I put out. Sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September this year because of a soon-to-happen worldwide collapse of the stock and bond market. And, of course, we all know what happened the last week of September 2008. Now, I don't have a crystal ball, Ross, but what happened was I got my hands on a report from a bank that within about 6 or 8 years, this bank wraps up its third century and begins its fourth century being a bank. That would be the Royal Bank of Scotland, RBS.
Right.
They put out a warning to all their account holders to sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September 2008 because they want to protect their people. So that's your homework assignment, Ross, for you to go and listen to that. They could not put out a warning of that nature with that specific timeline unless that collapse of stock and bond market was planned and contrived in advance. Could they, Ross?
Oh, absolutely not. Nobody has that kind of clarity, and they had to have some kind of inside information. That is for sure.
Well, you have, we used to call them a Rolodex, but...
right, back in the day, Rolodex.
Ross, yeah, you have the modern equivalent of Rolodex of your clients, don't you, Ross?
Absolutely.
Well, imagine the Rolodex of a bank that's wrapping up its third century of being in business. Do you think they get their information by watching CNN or reading the Wall Street Journal? No, of course not.
Oh, absolutely
they have their own private intelligence service. They get their information from the people who make the decisions, not the people who read about it days later. So that's how the Royal Bank of Scotland was able to issue that warning, because of their privileged access and their private intelligence service. Point being, the stock market is smoke and mirrors. It's contrived, it's manipulated, it's massaged, and it's all done behind the scenes with very few people actually knowing what's going on or why. But when you work with Ross to get out of that, it's basically a casino, in my opinion, and own a homestead, you'll have a piece of real estate with a deed from the Quarter Deeds Office in Crawford County in Steelville, Missouri, a hard physical asset that you can count on, can't you, Ross?
Oh, absolutely. And you have a place to lay your head at night. You'll have food. You'll have plenty of water. And then you'll have an underground clubhouse that will provide you security in the event of a really large event. So
and
it's
right. So it's what?
So, I mean, you have the ability to, you not have to worry about your investments just as disappearing when you have the Fed and all of the central banks around the world just printing money and pumping up the stock market when you know that they all know it's all false. So, it's you're going to be outside of that club always. And when you're outside the club, you might as well be with your own people and of like-minded skills and mindset. So, it's you're going to be in a much better place long-term.
Right. And in Crawford County, the preparedness doesn't end at the fence around the 200 acres. They have a cattle fence. You know, not any kind of high security. It's just a 5-strand barbed wire cattle fence like you see all over the Ozarks. The new sheriff, who I've known for 8 years, he's very interested in community preparedness. The director of community preparedness for the county, it's an appointed position. She's very interested in community preparedness. I meet monthly with the chiefs of police, the fire chiefs, and the paramedic chiefs. They're all interested in community preparedness to a greater or lesser extent, depending on the guy and the department. So the whole community works together. It's not just the survival homesteads on that 200 acres that Jeff's putting together. It's the entire community working together for community preparedness. And that also is a big part of it, isn't it, Ross?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you think about a community of people that includes doctors and nurses and ex-military folks and ex-detectives from New York and other police officers being there, along with various other skill sets of teachers and gardeners and farmers that are all coming to one place, it's just a phenomenal concept that's just exploded with Jeff and in your help. I mean, with Jeff working this and your help, John, and with Dave, the folks are just coming out of the woodwork. And if you're living in Arkansas, if you live in Arkansas or Tennessee or Kentucky, Ohio, all the surrounding states of Missouri, this is a short drive for you to be a place where you can actually know that you're going to survive long term when everybody else in the cities are scrambling just to find food out of the garbage cans, even if there is food in the garbage cans.
Right, right.
So,
now, Tim Spencer, you know your neighbors, some more better than others. If there would be a short-term or long-term crisis, the neighbors are going to band together to take care of each other, aren't they?
Well, they have no choice, John. If right. they don't, you know, it's either we stand united or divided we fall, as the old saying goes. We would have no choice whatsoever.
Right.
Because I don't care how smart you are or what you have or how many semi-loads of food, you can't be up 24-7. You know, that's the only way it'll work, is community, the only way.
Right, right. And the woman I'm working with in Australia, I was telling her that once she gets away from the city that she's near, that there'll be a similar situation where these small communities, these people, many of them are related by blood and marriage. They went to school
right.
together. They know each other. They trust each other. And building community is what's taking place at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. And if you want to be part of this, here's what you do. You go to my website, thelibertyman.com, find that section, the Ozark Survival Homesteads, fill out the form. It's real simple. Your name, telephone, email address, submit that. Then Ross will get that information. Jeff and Dave will get that information, and they will get back with you with the complete details on how to get going on this. And if you're not a Christian, don't bother, because Christians only, right, Ross?
Yes, that is very true. So we want like-minded people. We don't want divisions of red and blue inside the walls of 200 acres. It's got to be one mindset and one team.
Right. So no apologies. Muslims aren't allowed. I mean, I'm sorry. No apologies at all. If you're not a Christian, you're not getting in the gate. You're going to be on your own. But that's okay. This is a place where people of like mind and similar beliefs will form a community to protect each other. Right, Ross?
Absolutely. And when you have 168 hours a week to protect the perimeter, you can't do that alone. You need a lot of people to take care of that. And so you're going to be inside walls where everybody cares about each other, and they live the Christian values, and the Ten Commandments are going to be part of the bylaws of this private organization. So those of you thinking that you can't say Christians only is not true. It's a private club, a private organization, and we can choose to who to let in and who not to let in.
That's right. Now, I know a number of families. Tim, your family is one that I know of where there is an adult on the premises 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Right, Tim?
That is absolutely correct, John.
Yeah, and I know a number of families who live that way, and it's a burden. It's a logistical burden, but I've been a criminal investigator here in the Ozarks since 1973. Property crime was a major issue in 1973. It still is, and it always will be, because of the following reason. Young men between 16 and 30 years old, they wake up at the crack of noon, they start looking for something to steal, find something to steal, get the cash. Towards the end of the day, they buy their substance of choice, which might be heroin or beer or both, and then pass out about 2 o'clock in the morning before they wake up at noon the following day to repeat. And that's a sad fact of life, but it's not just here in the Ozarks. It's much the country where that lifestyle exists, and that's where something like the Ozark Homes, the Survival Homesteads, comes in, because there will be serious security 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, won't there, Russ?
Oh, absolutely. You'll have people manning the perimeter, as well as, you know, you'll have patrols during the daytime throughout the organization or through the property. And so each person is going to be required to step up and help with this. It's not going to be sitting at the Mets or at the Ritz and you're going to sit back and watch everybody else work. Anybody that joins us will have a job. And whatever your passion is or your specialties are, if you're a teacher, you will teach children. If you're a marksman or you're train weapons, you'll train people to use weapons. Or if you're a gardener, so everybody's skills will be used for the collective of the body. So those who don't work don't eat is the mantra of this group.
Well, using myself as an example, I can shoot a target the size of a dime from the length of a football field all day long, and not blink at it. But get me to convince a tomato seed to become a tomato, I mean, I'm lost.
Right.
I don't know.
All parts of the body work together in unison, right? So you need somebody to shoot that dime off the top of that tomato when somebody's trying to steal it.
Jump. Yeah, yeah. I know my limitations. I mean, I can rappel down the side of a 80-foot cliff with a roll of coax on my back, tying off the coax to trees as I'm on my way down, and I'm quite comfortable doing that. Or jumping out of an airplane to get to that LZ to bring in emergency supplies. But these gardening things, I'm totally lost. I mean, I'm sorry, but I just don't get it. So
you could probably use a shovel, right, how to dig out the garden. You can. So.
I can. If somebody directs me what to do, I can follow directions pretty well.
Okay. Well, there you go. You'll fit in real well. That's perfect.
You know, carry this, John. Dig this hole. So many inches deep, so many inches wide. Yeah, I can do that. But I wouldn't know why to do it or how to do it otherwise. I just have to follow the directions of somebody like Tim Spencer, who is, in fact, a gardener and knows how to do these things. So, Tim, I would be relying on somebody like you with your skill sets to tell me what to do.
Well, you know, and also while you're doing it, you also learn how to do it. And so in a year or two, you'll be teaching somebody else how to do the same thing.
Possibly.
Now, that's
the good part. Yeah. You know, so what Ross is saying here, ladies and gentlemen, is we make use of people's existing skill sets, and then, of course, there's cross-training going on as you're there and get involved in other projects. You learn other skill sets, don't you, Ross?
Oh, absolutely. You can't help to. If you're actually working and everybody will be given extra duties or what we call the military collateral duties, and you'll learn. And so you'll become a much more rounded person, and you'll be able to share that with your family and friends and become a better person for it. If you're not learning, you're dying, in our everybody's opinion.
Right, right. Well, we also called it OJT, on-the-job training, which is the way most people learn most skills most of the time, isn't it, Russ?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I was a naval officer, and again, you don't really have a need to shoot down airplanes at the homestead. That was my specialty. But unfortunately, but again, you learn other duties, and you'll learn first aid, you'll learn marksmanship, you'll learn gardening. You'll learn carpentry, electrical, all those kind of things. You'll learn to be that, and you can, as a person or a man, be a Renaissance man at the end of the day, because you're going to have all kinds of skills that you never thought you would have, and we'll push you to get there, and it, because everybody is going to have to carry their load. Absolutely.
That's right. That's
hey, Ross, right. If I can say something, I'm kind of disappointed. We don't get to set up an air defense zone.
Oh, if you can find us a sand battery, we'll be glad to help you.
Well, I can, if a minigun or a 50 cal Browning would help, I mean, I can help. I know people that sell these things.
Well, that'll help.
In fact, my regular Monday morning guest, Sam Andrews, he can sell you miniguns and 50 cal machine guns if you want to buy them. That may be another book of business for me, is to become a machine gun salesman, not a dealer, but a salesman. And I need to talk more to Sam about that. But these things can be done. And in most of the 50 states, you can legally own machine guns, in case you don't know, ladies and gentlemen. So here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me. Snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 5th day of January. We're talking about the Ozark Survival Community. If you scroll down the left side of my homepage, you'll see the Ozark Survival Community info. Just click on that. I'm clicking on it right now. And when you'll have a page to read there, a form to fill out at the bottom. I'll get that form over to Ross. Ross will get back with you about how to convert that IRA or 401k into real estate with no penalty. That's pretty neat, isn't it, Ross?
Oh, it's an opportunity of a lifetime, because you can actually take the money that you may have made in a profit over the last, since Trump was elected, and that the market's gone up like 14%. It's just been crazy, and I don't know why. There's nothing backing it. So eventually it's going to pop, and my concern is after the 20th, you may see when Trump's inaugurated, you may see a downward spiral. So when you get your money out now, you're going to take your profit with you, and you can turn that into hard assets at the homestead, which would get you a really nice place for four people. And I believe it's even less than a Ford SUV these days. I mean, the prices of the cars are going up. So you can actually have a great place to go when you visit, even on the weekends, periodically. Or if you want to live there long term, then we can talk about how you would do that as well. So just a great opportunity with no penalty, tax neutral.
Right, right. And the prices on the homesteads has to go up. Jeff is learning incrementally things that he was not aware of, and the prices will have to go up. There's no alternative. These prices have to go up. But for the time being, they are what they are, and people can get in there now at the current pricing and take advantage of this and get some peace of mind. And I know, Tim, you moved to the Ozarks because of being told by a master chief who was old enough to be your father, young sailor, when you retire, you want to move to the Ozarks, right?
No, the Ozarks or someplace in the crazy mountains, and there was one other place, but he said, you need to move to one of those three places. And that's all I knew about it. And at the time, I thought it was because of nuclear war. And, you know, now we find out what it's really about.
Right. Well, at the time the Cold War was hot and heavy, that would be a reasonable belief. But now we know it's because of violently rising ocean levels, why the U.S. Navy has been telling thousands of men for 30 years, more than 30 years, to move to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. And this is an opportunity to be part of a organized community that's purpose-built, not just some place, but purpose-built to have a safe haven. Right, Ross?
Absolutely. And if you read books about a purpose-filled life, this is going to be it, because you'll be able to have a community of believers and a community of like-minded folks that are working together day to day in what I would call a 200-acre kingdom, New Jerusalem, I'm calling it by jokingly, but it's really going to be a fantastic place where people are going to live a lifestyle that's self-sustaining, calm, and just...
And fun.
And fun. Most fun. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be fishing and hunting and community events, birthday parties, anniversaries, church-related events. It'll be fun. It's not going to be all work, will it, Ross?
Oh, no, and you're going to have a lot of the comforts. There's electricity and running water and indoor plumbing. Some people have even asked that, whether you have indoor plumbing or not. And so it's going to be many of the comforts at home. You're going to be living in smaller space, a simpler lifestyle. And there's a lot to say about that. Turn the TV off, turn their Facebook off, and you'll have plenty of FaceTime instead of Facebook. It's a
Absolutely.
Beautiful
There you go.
Gentlemen, Ross, Tim, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Enjoyed it.
Thanks, John. It'd be great being
okay.
here.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.